Morning, guys. Welcome to Tuesday Manna. I'm so excited for today. Today we get to talk about peace. I feel like peace is one thing that everybody in this world is looking for. And either they don't know who to go to get true peace, or they refuse to go to him, right? Because as Christians, we know that Jesus offers us a peace that no one can take away. We've been talking about the fruit of the Spirit in Galatians 5, 22 and 23, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control, and against such things there is no law. And we talked about love, and we looked at the love that God has for us in sending his own son. We talked about joy. We got to see David dancing as the Ark of the Covenant of God came into Israel after it had been away for so long, dancing without his robe, without his kingly robes on, looking like everyone else, dancing and praising the Lord. And today I want to look at peace. In the Bible, there's different definitions that we look at peace. It's a state of national tranquility, exemption from rage and havoc of war, peace between individuals or harmony, accord, security, safety, prosperity. It's of the Messiah's peace, the way that leads to peace, obviously the road to salvation. And really what I want to focus on is the tranquil state of a soul assured of its salvation through Christ, and so fearing nothing from God and content with its earthly lot of whatsoever it is. The blessed state of devout and upright men after death. So I want to focus on just being at peace with God, knowing that our salvation rests solely in Christ and his work on the cross. That's the kind of peace we're looking at today. And the story that I have is actually found in John 14, 25 through 31. Before we jump into that, let's pray though. Let's invite God to jump in, and let's invite the God of peace to fill this time with his word. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you, God, and I just thank you so much for your word. God, I thank you for your son that you sent, God. He lived a perfect life, something that we could never do, God, and he died a brutal death. God, he is the way, the truth, and the life. God, he is the way to salvation, the only way. God, because he was the only one that could do what he did. God, we thank you so much for him. God, I pray that you would just be with us today, speak to us, God, and I just pray that your peace would radiate in our hearts today. Thank you for that. We pray these things in your name. Amen. So, the peace I want to talk about today, again, is the peace with God, knowing that our salvation is secure. Now, I think we'll always have those things that come in up our lives, those personal sins that we deal with that we don't necessarily have peace with, that we want God to get out of our lives, right, that we pray to every day. But the peace that I'm talking about is the peace that we know that Christ did everything that we need for our salvation, and that when we die, we'll get to see God because we've lived for Christ, because of what he did for us. So our story today is in John 14, and we're only going to read a few verses, but I want some background. We're actually going to read 25 through 31, but this is at the Last Supper. So they're at the Last Supper. At this point, Judas has already been called out. Jesus called him out. He said, one of you will betray me. And he said, the one who dips in the same cup as me, right? And then they've also gone through the whole, you know, Jesus has washed their feet and Peter said, I won't let you do it. And then Jesus says, well, if you don't do it, then you're not with us. And Peter said, then wash my whole body. And he said, if you've already had a bath, you don't need another one, essentially. But we're getting to the point where Jesus is going to be consoling them for what's about to happen. I love it because Jesus is about to go to the garden. He's about to pray and ask the Father if there's any other way that salvation can work. And this is where he prays to God and said, if there's any way this cup can be passed from me, let it be so. And if not, your will be done, right? And we know he sweats drops of blood at that point because he knows what he's about to go through and how brutal it is. And this is leading up to that. So Jesus is about to comfort his best friends on earth with the fact that, hey, he's going to die, but he's going to tell them that he's going to give them peace with that. I mean, think about what he's going through. And he was 100% God, but he was also 100% man. He feels what we have felt, right? And what he's about to go through, no other man has gone through on the face of the earth. It's brutal, right? And in this, I just want to read what he says. So this is what he is saying to kind of prepare their hearts as well as explain to them his peace. So in verse 25, it says, "These things I have spoken to you while being present with you, but the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I said to you." Thank goodness for that, right? The Holy Spirit living in us and helping us remember the word and leading us. It's amazing. That's a whole nother sermon. Verse 27, this is a cool one. "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. You have heard me say, I am going away and coming back to you. If you love me, you would rejoice because I said I am going to the Father, for my Father is greater than I. And now that I have told you before it comes, that when it does come to pass, you may believe. I will no longer talk much with you, for the ruler of the world is coming, and he has nothing in me. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." So Jesus is talking to his disciples before he is about to be betrayed by Judas, right? Who sold him to the guards for 30 pieces of silver and then tried, right? And what a trial it was. But Jesus is telling them, you know, my peace I give to you, right? There's so many amazing stories in the Bible about peace, but this is a peace, as the Bible says, that surpasses understanding, right? We know that there's nothing in this world, except from our own choice, that can take us away from our salvation. So we know that because of Jesus, we are right with God. And that's the only reason, because Jesus died on the cross, we are right with God, and we can have peace in that. So no matter what comes our way, no matter what circumstances are there, that peace can always rest in our hearts and our minds because of Christ, because he sends the Holy Spirit, because we have that, because he gave us that peace. So we're all in different points of life. I don't know if you're going through a very deep valley where there's struggle, climbing the mountain. There's so many things that we can be going through. But as a Christian, one of the attributes of the Spirit that lives in us is peace. And people should see us and see that we have just that settling peace. And now this isn't all the time. Nobody's perfect, right? We aren't always going to be joyful. We're not always going to be selfless. We're not always going to be these things. We're not always going to be loving. Sorry, lost my train of thought for a second. We're not always going to be those things. But as a Christian, as we are growing closer and closer to Christ every day, this fruit is what should be seen, right? People should see that sense of peace and be like, man, the world's going crazy. There's so many things that are insane, but you have this sense of peace about you, right? And it's not from us, and we can't say, well, you know, no, it's all from God, because what Jesus has done for us. So my challenge for you today is to remember what God has done for you. To remember that God sent his son to live a perfect life, die a brutal death on a cross. But because of that, when we accept him as our savior and we live for him and put him on the thrones of our lives, we can have peace knowing that our salvation is secure in him. There's nobody in this world that can take that away from us. They can take our lives. They can kill us, right? But to be absent with the body is to be present with God. So death shouldn't even fear us, because we know that when that happens, hey, guess what? Because of what Jesus did, I get to be present with God at that point. So live in peace. Let his peace overflow what you do. Let people see that, because then guess what? You get to share Jesus with them. Say, hey, my peace doesn't come from me. It comes from somebody who gave it to me. And he gives it not like the world gives. He doesn't expect anything in return, right? He gives it so that we can have peace. Thanks, guys. Have a good day.